This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We have Western Conference Finals basketball happening. We have a 2-1 series right now with the Thunder and the Timberwolves. The Thunder losing the way they did last night, is that why people don't trust them? I know I've been on the Thunder train since the playoffs started, so I'm going to give them one, you know, lapse of a game. So two questions. One, is this why people don't trust the Thunder? And two, are there games like this, like, and I would love to talk to a professional athlete where there are some games in a playoff series, like this is more so for like NBA specifically, where they're just like, yeah, F this. Like they get into the second quarter and they're just getting worked in every phase of the game and they're like, you know, guys, just F this game. Let's pack it in. Let's just get to game four. And then they literally stop trying the rest of the game.
Yeah. I when you're looking at a team like OKC, they had a really hard fought second round series against Denver, right? 7 games, went back and forth and everything. You had 2 huge wins in games 1 and game 2 at home. Then you had to travel with literally 1 day rest, not even a day rest, but 1 day between games. I'm sure there was a shoot around at least yesterday, the day before the game. They were probably exhausted. You know what? Y'all got this one. Because the way the game started, I'm looking at the score to start the game. That's a team that's gassed. 34-14, you know, in the first quarter. So advantage Minnesota. That's an OKC team that was absolutely gassed. And a shout out to their coaching staff for saying, you know what, guys? This game's over. Y'all come reel it in. We're not going to spend all this energy trying to come back in the game. We're not the Pacers. We're not going to spend all this energy trying to come back in the game, and we're already up big in the series. Let's let this one go. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had arguably the worst shooting night of the playoffs. Jalen Williams didn't have a great shooting night. I think he only shot 8 or 9 shots, you know, for the evening. So you look at a team that just really was out of it. And I can imagine, like, I think once we get to the conference finals, there should be at least a 2-day window between games. I mean, give these guys an opportunity to travel, rest up, all the stuff. I understand wanting
you're saying
to have
after the first 2 games?
After no, I'm
like when you're traveling to
yeah, sure. After the first 2 games and we're going from here to there, there should be 2 days between, you know, let them travel because Oklahoma, I don't know how close they are. I'm not I wasn't great at geography, but
it's not more than an hour or two flight, right? Up to Minnesota. OKC right up to Minnesota, like
I would say like an like hour and a half.
Yeah, hour 90 hours. Minutes. Yeah. Let me Google that
but
just
even
to
still,
be sure.
You're leaving the night of the game, right? So you get to the next town, you check into your hotel.
2 hours, 7 minutes.
Yeah. So you check into your hotel and everything. Once you get there, it's super super late. You have 1 day rest. If you are nursing an ankle, which I think a lot of people are right now, if you're nursing a wrist or a hamstring or something like that, a 1 day turnaround isn't a lot of time to rest up, try to recover, and get back on the floor. I think OKC just this is what happens when you play as hard as you do and you play defense the way you do. I think it can take a lot out of you, and so I think honestly this was just a reset game for them. Let's shut it down for right now. They're not going to beat us. I think they know. We've seen in games 1 and game 2, I don't think Minnesota is good enough to beat them. Anthony Edwards had to play. I'm looking at the stat line. He had to play amazing last night for them to beat even many. I think he missed 4 shots all night. You know, so he had to be out of his mind for them to be able to be in this position to win as big as they did last night. So I don't know if it's thinking about not trusting OKC right now. I can see why, because they've never done it before, so I can see why people would say that, but I'm just looking at a team that was like, man, y'all got this one. We'll see y'all the next one. Mind you, now they rested this game for the most part. We got a day off tomorrow, have another game. Yeah, we're good for right now.
So you don't think there's any any trust loss in OKC after a game like this.
Not for me. I mean, for God's sakes,
42 point loss, dude. I understand losing by maybe 20, but 42 damn
Greg
points.
Greg Popovich is lost by a lot. And, you know, he's one of the greatest coaches of all time. And that's if you go back to that San Antonio and Detroit series, I want to say 2005 or something like that. San Antonio, there were games where they were absolutely, there's nothing they can do. Popovich was sitting people down by the middle of the third quarter. This game's over, guys. Don't worry about it. Like, it's cool. And then on the other side, Larry Brown did the same thing. Man, we're getting blown out right now. This game is over. Like, man, come sit down so we can so we can get back to, you know, doing this.
I mean, this was 85-86, but the Spurs lost to the Lakers one playoff game, first round game. So, you know, not as recent, and it was first rounded by 47 points.
Yeah. Jeez, in the 80s, that might as well be 100 back then.
I know. Yeah.
Well, and then, too, didn't Oklahoma City go back and forth with Denver? Denver looked pretty anemic at times during that series in the semifinals. Then all of a sudden, they would be shooting like Minnesota did, 50% basically from three-point land, and they're able to do it. And it's not really the team that I feel like has the implication here, guys. It's almost like the game of basketball, right? Like, it's a game of runs, and now the way that teams shoot the ball, I mean, 15 points, that can be eliminated or shrunk down to a two-point lead or zero or a tie game in almost no time now. So it's just not the same game that it was. That's why I say it was a 100-point lead if it was 47 back in the 80s, because at this point, it's just... It's almost like a lot of teams. Yes, this is a situation you guys point out very, very adeptly that, hey, game three of the finals, we got a two-game lead. Or why do we really need to give effort? It's like, why are we caring? I get that, but I feel like most teams do this just, you know, week to week in the NBA. Yes, the scenario calls for it, but why would I have less faith in the Oklahoma City Thunder when I've seen, I feel like, every team at least once do this during these playoffs alone?
Yeah, it's just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is just a matter of, like, they are taking that as a game. Like, you know, we just don't have it tonight, and this is a good chance for us to get some rest under our belt. We do have a 2-0 series lead. We go and we win this next game. We're up 3-1. We're going back home. And so maybe it's a business decision in that sense, but I just wonder if there is any sort of inkling from people watching that and saying that if they didn't trust the Thunder to begin with, they see a game like that and they're like, see, this is why I just can't believe that they're going to hold on to win this series and end up running away with it or winning an NBA championship at that.
To your point, Joe, the Timberwolves played on the same amount of rest as the Thunder, right? I know they got to go sleep in their beds for 6 hours, but you still had to get up in a quick turnaround. Same kind of deal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yes. Yeah, they absolutely did.
But you know, also, they are the more rested team in the sense of what happened the series.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going further back.
Yeah,
I got you.
They got an opportunity to be a little more rested, which is why it was so surprising that OKC just pretty much blew them out in the first two games, because the Timberwolves did have a little more time to kind of rest up and get ready for whatever's next. But yeah, I think this was just a bad game by OKC. You know, this was just they didn't have it, and it's like that. There are games against Denver. It was like Denver is the superior team. Jokic is the superior player. That's just kind of the way it looks. And last night was Anthony Edwards' game to say that, man, we're better than an 0-2 deficit. And so I still don't think they're going to win the series. I think OKC, usually after a big blowout like that, that team that got blown out usually comes back with the vengeance the next game. And so I can imagine OKC coming out and playing no games and boat racing them by the time we get to the second quarter. I can honestly see that.
Well, I will say this, too, is that going into this series, again, just riding with Oklahoma City this entire playoff run, but the series of the Timberwolves-Warriors, even when the Warriors lost Steph Curry, there was a couple games where the Timberwolves late in the game in the fourth quarter where they had the lead or they were in command of the game, and they just didn't close out the games. I want to say maybe it was games 4 and 5 or maybe 3 and 4 where they just did not close out the games as smoothly, as confidently, and as they should have against a team that didn't have Steph Curry. And especially the game, the way that the game was going the first three quarters, where it was the Timberwolves really didn't put their stamp on those games in a way that they should have. So while they won that series against the Warriors, them going into the Western Conference Finals, there was part of me that was just kind of like, yeah, they won the series, they're going into it, but I don't think they won those games as well as they should have against a team that didn't have Steph Curry. And it didn't give me a whole lot of confidence in the Timberwolves going into this one that they were going to be able to win this series and, quite frankly, keep it close. Like, this could be the only game that the Timberwolves get in this series.
I agree. And not just no Steph Curry, but a hobbled Jimmy Butler, because I think he was still dealing with that tailbone injury that he had, you know, a little bit earlier in the playoffs. And so you had a team, and Jonathan Kuminga, they were still trying to figure out what they're doing with him all the way during the series. I just think they scraped by on a team that was kind of – when Draymond is your best player on the floor, you know you've got a great chance to win at this point. So I'm with you. I think they kind of scraped by a really hobbled Warriors team, and that gave me all the pause to say, yeah, they're not going to be able to do it. This team is very Anthony Edwards-centric, and if he doesn't have it, old ass Mike Conley's not going to give you nothing. Like, we're seeing that. Like, Mike Conley is almost serves no purpose out there at this point. Like, and I love Mike Conley, but he's just one of those guys that he's clearly chasing this ring, and hopefully he gets it at some point. I don't think it's going to be with Minnesota.
Yeah, you want to talk about we've mentioned it a couple times the last couple weeks, guys that we would like to see get a ring for.
Oh, he's finally. One of them.
Mike Conley,
one of the guys at the top of that list for sure. You know, it's hard not to like Mike Conley for as good as he's been, you know, throughout his career. Jaden McDaniels, like, what's up with this guy? Like, one day he's great, the next day he's ass. Like, right now he's more ass than everything. Like, I don't think this Minnesota team has enough outside of Anthony Edwards. And then on the other side, you see Julius Randle, who is awful.
Well, game one, he was awesome.
He was great.
Game two, he didn't even play the fourth quarter.
Trash, because he was trash.
Yeah.
He was trash, but he actually did a little bit of something last night. And I know it has to hurt for Minnesota to look on the other side, and Cat is really killing. Like, Cat is really doing his thing, and the Knicks should be closer to the championship than Minnesota is. But that's got to sting to know that Julius Randle is up and down, and Cat is really killing right now. So I don't trust this Minnesota team. I love Anthony Edwards. I love his game, but OKC is just too much. And last night was Minnesota's one opportunity. That was their get out of jail free card. Go ahead, get this one off, and then we're going to come back and probably blow you out during game 4.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.